If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ladies, let's go on a little journey. It's B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope, I'm Billy. You're in space, 8 or 9 months. You've been eating food out of a bag, sucking it through a straw. You get back to Earth, your first meal. Steve pulls you aside and goes, baby, I love you. I've missed you. Let's go. We'll go out to dinner wherever you want to go. I will get you whatever you want for your first meal back. What are you getting?
Something with a biscuit in it.
A biscuit?
I don't know, like a biscuit and gravy or strawberry shortcake on a biscuit. Yeah.
That is not what I would have expected.
I'm really sorry. It's an honest answer.
So one of the astronauts.
Maybe I shouldn't have answered on a hamburger, good American hamburger and some apple pie.
One of the astronauts that was stuck on the space station came back and they just did an interview, a pretty big interview. And her first meal back was grilled cheese.
Yes. Suni.
She was jonesing for grilled cheese.
It was supposed to be a 3-hour tour. She stuck there for almost 10 months. She comes home. She said, once I got home, I was so excited to go make a grilled cheese sandwich. And she was like genuine about it. You know what I mean?
Love like, a good grilled cheese sandwich.
First thing out of outer space. And she made a grilled cheese sandwich. I mean, of course, there's a place in my heart for a grilled cheese sandwich. But is that the first thing I want?
Is that the first thing?
The first solid food?
My go-to, chicken parm, followed up with peanut butter pie.
Okay.
Didn't say you couldn't have two things.
No. Well, that's me. I was like, I don't know. Can I also have strawberry shortcake after?
Sure. Okay. Absolutely.
You already know what I'm going for. I'm going for a garbage plate. Cheeseburger, white hot, mac salad, home fries. Boom. You want me to go 9 months without a Zweigel's white hot? Kidding me.
Wow. The B Morning.
Boy, there is a line and this lady has walked right up to it on this this viral video that TJ's got lined up for us.
Well, it's inspired by some psychologist. His name's Jonathan Haidt, and his book is called The Anxious Generation, okay? And I would say she's about your age, Hope. She's in her late 20s, and he challenges parents who are very often overly cautious, some call them helicopter parents, to let your kid do something by themselves. Okay, and I have a little bit of audio here from this viral video, so you can kind of hear in her own words the thought process.
I just read Anxious Generation, and at the end they have this challenge where they're like, we challenge you to like let your kid do something that without a parent, like go do something age appropriate on their own. so it can build confidence for them. So all of my kids came up with an idea that they wanted to do, that they could do alone. So Wells's idea is to go to Chick-fil-A and order some dinner. I gave him some money and just we rehearsed like what to say. And like if anyone gives him a hard time to ask for the manager.
Okay, so there's that. And then it kind of goes on for a little bit. Now, I could see she's trying. And it is. It's hard when you're trying to be the right kind of parent. And you're reading these books and people are telling you this. And the older generation is telling you that. And all of a sudden you find yourself in a parking lot making a video letting your 7-year-old son walk in with some cash to order his own Chick-fil-A. By the way, he did. The kid comes out so proud of himself.
Yes. Yep.
He's adorable. And he goes, yep, they just gave it to me. Like they didn't even ask that he's 7 years old. And he had change for her and handed his mom the change.
So mom was in the parking lot in the car.
Yeah.
And little Wells, I think his name was, walked into the store. So did she have eyeballs on him the whole time?
Well, I mean, inside the building, she couldn't see him, but. Ooh. Yeah, she was right there.
See, I would have gone in and sat down at a chair at a booth.
Is that really him doing it alone?
Yes.
7 seems so young to be going into a store by yourself to go order. I'm with Billy. I feel like back, you know, in the corner, just keeping an eye out. Because it's not necessarily him. It's the people around him.
Well, she was right outside the front door, though. I mean,
he did come out all proud.
That kid
was like, I did it. I did it.
I don't know. When I first read it, I was like, ooh, 7. That seems little to go in.
And he looks like a little.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like he's 5. Yeah. He's a little guy.
But as a parent, I can't tell you how much I stress to my kids. It got to where they wanted me to talk for them. Like, mom, order me this. Mom, get... No,
yeah,
order
no,
it yourself.
Up. Right.
So I realized quickly that, okay, if I want them to be assertive, to, you know, be able to advocate for themselves, I had to let them have some... You have to. So I don't think 7, and I'm surprised I'm saying this because I was always made fun of as a helicopter mom, but I don't disagree with what this lady did. I don't think the boy was in danger at all. I think he's super proud of himself.
Yeah. This made me think about my childhood. So child of the 70s, I clearly remember my neighbor, we couldn't have been 10 years old, giving us a note to take up to the grocery store to buy her cigarettes.
Oh, yes. That was classic.
And that was us by ourselves, my best friend.
Send your kid down to the corner store to get you cigarettes.
Yep.
It happened all the time.
So be morning coffee club, TJ Hope. I'm Billy. And we got the sad news this morning that Val Kilmer had passed away and 65 years old. And my first response was 65 is so young.
Mm-hmm.
You had thought he had passed away a while ago.
I'm like, why did I think he had already passed?
He'd been sick for a long time.
But I think it's because he died in the movie Maverick. The newest Top Gun. I was like, maybe that's why I thought he had passed, because there were like memories of him and then he was passed. So I don't know. I was all confused.
If you had the option of living a life of a movie star, rock star, some crazy times, but you only lived to 60, 65, or you could have a simple life and live to 80, which would you choose?
Is this a trick question?
This is a deep philosophical question.
I want a simple, simple life until 80. I'm talking, I watch videos online of simple lives, like living in a cottage where, like, I don't know, I just tend to my garden all day.
Making tea.
Drinking books.
Drinking your tea, reading books.
Watching birds and ducks. Yeah, I'll do that until I'm 80 all day long.
See, I'm on the opposite end. You're a rock star. Most people retire at 65. And then,
hopefully, yeah.
Most people.
And then, you know, start relaxing and enjoying life versus a rock star. You don't need to retire. Your whole life has been fun. I think I'd rather that.
So she'd rather live it up for 65 years.
But you know what? I was thinking about it, and I think our ages play in here, because I'm like, that's...
Do you think?
No. Hold on. Listen. Because that's 30 years down the road for me, and 80's 30 years down the road for both of you. So 30, it's like, oh, that's so far away.
Right. 65 is kind of close for me. I don't have much time left.
We have the gift of gab, but I don't know that I could go 25 hours. It's the Be Morning Coffee Club. TJ, Hope, I'm Billy.
Yeah, so Cory Booker, Senator, filibustered yesterday for 25 hours and 4 minutes.
I saw that online.
And all I could think was, what could I possibly talk about for 25 hours nonstop? And I'm sure it's very predictable.
Yourself?
No, that was not my first thought. I could, though.
No, but I thought it's good.
The history of Rochester.
Okay.
You know, we start out Genesee Country Village and Museum. Nathaniel Rochester's first house moved over there from Dansville. That's where we would start our journey.
25 hours of that, huh? Good.
Sit down and get comfortable. It's going to be a long ride.
Yeah. Didn't he like take no bathroom breaks?
No bathroom breaks. He fasted and stopped eating and drinking on Friday.
Yeah, I'm out. There's no way I'm going without a snack. 25 hours?
You can't go two songs without a snack. Are you kidding me? So I would go music, country music.
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe rock. I could hang with the classic rock people. So I could talk music. I could talk books for 24 hours. But a majority of them are Star Wars books. So the default would be Star Wars.
Yeah, there you go. You could talk about Star Wars for 25 hours. Let's just be honest.
What order are you supposed to watch them in? Is there really good in Darth Vader? Okay. We could go down.
Yeah, but we're not going to. Let's just not.
Well, you don't have to be so rude. I'm right here.